Hey guys, before we start the show, I thought it would be nice to enlighten everyone, Ty.
Yeah, we should, right? We've got something exciting happening here. Hey, Rocky.
Yeah?
Homo says what a kiss?
What?
Oh, man, it works.
What are you
now.
Talking about? I don't even know.
I'm talking about Lance Mannion's new book is what I'm talking about.
Oh, Homo says what a kiss.
That's right.
Yeah. It's the new e-book that Lance Mannion put out.
Mm-hmm.
It's for free, man. He gotta just start calling the shit free books.
It's for absolute free. It's crazy. Yeah. How can you pass up a free book?
Yeah, man.
And but if you do want to give him a dollar, go to Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's 99 cents for a download.
Or you could even cut out the fucking Amazon bullshit. I'm sure he's got a donate button on his website.
That's right. Just give him a few bucks.
Yeah, dude. www.lancemannion.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can download Homo Says What a Kiss for free and on any format.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you want to just sit on your computer and read it in like text format, he's got it.
Definitely. And then of course all his other books are on there. Check him out. Ball Washer, Merciful Flush.
And results may vary. I have my Merciful Flush autographed.
That's right. I got Results May Vary autographed.
We should fight to the death, so one of us has both of them.
That's true. I want to complete the collection.
It can be only one. So yeah, so check that out, and then, I don't know, you think they should stick around and listen to the podcast too?
I mean, if you're feeling like it, if you guys feel like listening to a podcast, then we got one of those coming up.
We plan on just doing this commercial, but I think we have like an old episode or something. Well, let's just piece one together.
Throw it together, see what happens.
We'll throw it together. If you want to hang out, that's cool. If not, check out the book. But first, Ty, how are you doing, man?
Good, buddy. How you doing today?
I'm doing very good. We're back, episode 38.
38. I love it. I love 38.
Yeah. I feel like everyone is tuned in. Like everyone's sitting around their computers or their radios right now.
That's right. They turn the television off. The kids are cross-legged right now in front of the old, is it Victrola? Is that a radio?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Okay, cool.
I could have you could have also said Zenith.
Zenith.
That's an oldie, but
that's
a goodie.
Right. Zenith is still is Zenith still around?
I think they're still making a couple TVs, but for the most part, they're kind of out of the game.
That's right.
I would imagine. But so yeah, this is it. This is the big announcement, which we're gonna save it. We'll probably talk about it during the second segment.
Yeah, so. We like to tease.
Yeah, of course. That's what we're known for, really.
That's what we do.
On this podcast.
It's just what we do. So I don't know what's going on. What's been going on lately, buddy?
Oh, I don't know. It's a lot of things. I mean, we both saw the Gatsby.
That's right. Gatsby.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you think?
I was into it, man. Like, after seeing Django, I got excited just seeing DiCaprio in another role.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I was psyched, and I feel like I saw it in 3D.
Okay.
The way to see it.
That's probably the way to see it. I was bummed I didn't get to see it in 3D.
But I don't know. I feel like that's maybe the role that DiCaprio's, he's kind of come to in his career, where he's just going to be playing that role.
Just that role? Just that, it's like this righteous anger thing going on? Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he was amazing in it, for one thing. He has that intensity thing down. That all of a sudden now I'm screaming, and I got this vein popping out on my forehead.
He loves to do that.
And there's a little bit of spit spewing.
He loves the scream almost as much as I think he loves the build-up to it. Like, yeah, where he's just about to fucking let loose. But mm-hmm. he's trying to, because he's a gentleman, he's trying to keep it in, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was a good movie.
Yeah, I really, really liked it, man. I dug it. I thought he nailed, like, the feel of the 20s perfectly. Mm-hmm. Especially that whole party scene and just the reckless abandon.
Everybody was kind of, well, not everybody, but a lot of people were kind of shitting on the music mm-hmm. of the movie.
Yeah, I heard a lot of that. I liked the music, actually. I was into it. Like, I don't particularly like dancing, you know, rap or club music or anything, but I thought it worked perfectly for the mood of what he was going for.
Three words.
What's that?
$100 bill.
That's right. That's right. That's how they said it in the 20s, too.
$100 bill.
$100 bill. Yeah, I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend seeing it. It was fairly long, though. Make sure that you got some time. Like, you don't That's have to right. be... Yeah, make sure that you don't have anywhere to be for, like, 3 hours. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely. Worth it. Any other movies that you've gone to see recently? Because I don't know, man. I haven't really been going to the movies a lot.
Nah, it's been pretty weak. As far as going to the movies lately.
You've probably got your Iron Man 3 on, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I saw Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Iron Man 3. It was good. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think it was amazing or anything. I've never been as much of a fanboy of the superhero movies as a lot of people. And as much as I love movies, I think that seems kind of odd that I wouldn't be. But I've always enjoyed them.
And
crazy, though.
I still haven't watched the entire Avengers movie.
Really?
I still haven't watched the whole thing, and I own it. Like, I own mm-hmm. it now, but I still haven't watched the whole thing. Like, I like superhero movies, but I guess I don't get as excited mm-hmm. as other people do.
Yeah, I'm mostly the same way, but the Avengers I thought was pretty awesome.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure fantastic. It would be great. Just haven't given it the time of day.
I haven't recovered from Spider-Man 3. I don't know if you ever saw Spider-Man 3.
I did not. What was the deal with it?
It was real bad. It was so bad. See, like, because Spider-Man, the first one, and Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 is, like, my favorite superhero movie probably ever. Wow. Directed by Sam Raimi, of course, Evil Dead and all that. And it's perfect. It's the perfect movie. And then Spider-Man 3 came along, and you could just tell everybody was tired. And even during, like, interviews and promotions for the movie, they were just, like, you could tell they were just, like, this movie sucks, and we're tired of doing this. It was bad. I got burned on that one.
Yeah, well, good thing I missed out on that one. I went to see Spider-Man 2 in the theaters, but I don't really remember a lot of it. Not that I didn't like mm-hmm. it, but it's just been so long. Yeah. I do remember the first Spider-Man. I really liked that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, rewatch Spider-Man 2 sometime, man. It's got a lot of Sam Raimi's elements in it, like the cheesy, goofy, corny kind of slapstick stuff to it, but he does it really well in a way that's not too, like, doesn't make you feel like you're watching some stupid juvenile movie or something.
I'll have to look back into it then, mm-hmm. man.
Solid movie. It's a pretty, we got some good movies coming out here, I think. We got this month, Star Trek, I think. Is that out today? I think that might be out today.
I think it was out last week.
Was it?
I think so. I think it's been out a week already.
Oh, I think you're right, actually. Yeah.
But I wasn't psyched about it. I mean, like, it's probably a good movie, but mm-hmm. I wasn't, like, standing in line waiting for it.
Yeah, obviously I wasn't either then. So
what about, what is the movie where, like, the one day a year there are no rules?
Oh, The Purge.
The Purge.
The Purge.
That looks pretty good.
That looks pretty awesome. It's a completely ridiculous idea, but I don't care. I can suspend my disbelief for an awesome movie.
You got to check your brain at the door for that one.
You do. I'm okay with that. I love Ethan Hawke, too.
Ethan Hawke is in that, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I love Ethan Hawke.
He's coming back, man, with a vengeance.
He's making a comeback. He's in like 3 or 4 movies this year.
Jeez.
He was in, what was that horror movie we talked about? Sinister?
Sinister.
Yeah. He's in The Purge. And then he's got, what's the third? It's the rounding out the trilogy for Linklater's Midnight and, no,
That's Woody Allen.
Yeah, what's the one where he meets the girl in Paris? It's like an artsy fartsy movie. Oh, God damn it. I gotta figure this out now. It's, we're gonna have to get Rodrigo on this.
He's not really doing anything.
No, he really isn't. We can,
we can see at least, well, we're just staring at him typing. Like, this is how high tech we are, you know?
That's
like,
right.
We have him sitting there. The one thing that he could probably do is pull this up and we can keep the conversation going.
We could probably do that, but we're just staring with bated breath.
We sit here with like our hands on our
waiting for the answer.
Yeah.
It's Before Midnight.
Before Midnight.
And he did originally, like in the 90s. Have you never seen these? He did Before Sunrise. And then it was Before Sunset. And this is Before Midnight. Yep. And it's just basically this, like, really, it's just a movie about, like, the first one he meets this girl on a train in Paris. They just happen to run into each other, and it's just a talkie. Like, they just talk and have, like, really good conversation. It's one of those movies where, obviously, I think a lot of the public probably didn't get into it, but, and then the second movie is, like, the sequel, and it was years later. It was years later, and it's, like, they meet again, and they happen to run into each other again. And then the third one now is, like, they're married, and they've been married for a while. Just really good. Freaking awesome movies. Directed by, I think, Rich Linklater,
yeah.
Who made, like, Dazed and Confused and stuff.
Linklater, well, he's a really good director, and he's really, like, known for just dialogue, like, great dialogue.
He's amazing dialogue, man.
He did Slacker, didn't he, as well?
He did Slacker. He did Scanner Darkly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, Suburbia.
So there
some awesome movies.
There you have it, man.
What else? World War Z comes out, which is a big deal for me anyway.
Brad Pitt's going to be in that, isn't
he? Brad Pitt. I'm hearing good buzz about it. They did some special screening for it. I'm hearing good things. Which is good because it was based on a book, and it looks like they're not following the book at all. Which
really?
Is kind of a bummer, but...
I never read the book either. I think I kind of missed the whole zombie revival train.
Yeah, that's fair. Book's good. It's just like, it's about basically there was a zombie war, and like the whole world was just this dark time for the whole world, and everything was seemed like it was ending, and then eventually like humanity kind of came back, and now they're controlling it and getting to the end of like the whole zombie infestation. And this guy, it's basically like goes as like a nonfiction thing, where this guy goes around. He's like a journalist, and he's interviewing people around the world about like what was going on in their area at certain times during the infestation. So it reads like a nonfiction, like it's like almost like a documentary.
Oh, so it's just like a retelling of like a fantasy story.
Yeah, it's really for the most part. Yeah, it's really good though because it kind of goes with each region and it uses like the history of the region and like the current politics and stuff of it.
Yeah.
Which, of course, they just made it into a huge, loud summer blockbuster, but it still looks good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that one out for sure. You know, there aren't a lot of movies that really get me excited anymore.
Yeah, it's getting that way, man.
I was excited to see Watchmen whenever Watchmen came out, and I was excited to see The Wrestler. But man... I'm sure there's been movies I've been excited about seeing since then, but none that I can really remember, you know. Like, can't wait, I gotta be there opening night, I gotta be there, besides the Simpsons movie.
Yeah, it has been a while since a movie like that, man. I guess, for me, maybe The Hobbit.
Yeah.
But other than that, I can't remember the last one. Maybe a few years before that with the Harry Potter. And this year we have Ender's Game, which is like a sci-fi... gonna be like a sci-fi thing. It's basically like there's a war with aliens going on, and so the government, it's like this New World Order government, which is kind of taking control of humanity in a good way, like trying to unify, and they start scouting children to see who could be like the next general, the next great leader to destroy, like to kill the aliens finally. And they find this kid Andrew, who they call him Ender. He goes to like battle school where he trains and stuff.
Was that based on a book too?
Yeah, it's based on a book.
Oh wow,
it's an awesome book. It's one of my favorite books.
See, I'm not as well read. I don't really, especially newer books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gotten really bad. I don't read nearly as much as I used to. It's kind of depressing.
Yeah, if I read, like, I would want to go back. Like, there have been so many good books that were written that I haven't read, like, fucking David Copperfield. Like, I've never read David Copperfield.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I've never read, you know, it's hard to read Shakespeare.
Yeah,
like, anything Shakespeare is hard. That's a hard read. But just reading any of the classics, man, like, some Hemingway.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things I haven't read that, you know, I'd want to tackle before I read, like, Percy Jackson or something. But.
Yeah, for sure. I'm kind of like that, but at the same time, it's kind of like a movie where, like, you live in real life already, and shit's already real and pretty much a bummer. So yeah. when I'm going to read or watch something, sometimes I'm just like, I just need some popcorn shit. I just need some entertainment. I'm not trying to get deep and even more depressed than the freaking world makes you already.
That's true, man.
But
it's just everybody, you know what, you're right, man. Everybody's kind of wired differently.
Yeah.
Some people look to things like that because you're right, like you want to just, the world sucks and you mm-hmm. want to just kind of hang out and leave for a little bit. And then some people, I guess, want to feel more comfortable with Hemingway talking about how much the world sucks. Like, right. I'm not alone here.
I agree with this guy. I'm going to read it more of his stuff. Just good. I mean, it's good to read that stuff, too, though. I think that you get to a point where you, or some people, I think, get to a point where they kind of, they blind themselves or they fool themselves into thinking life is something that it isn't. So that's a good reason for those guys to be around.
We all seek comfort in different areas, mm-hmm. you know. Interesting world out there, Ty.
It is, buddy. Takes all sorts.
Well, I wrote an article on retrojunk.com.
That's right.
Yeah, it finally got posted. I'm psyched about it. So it's just a pro wrestling article that I wrote, but still I feel like it's an accomplishment of some sort.
Yeah, it's legitimately on the site and everything.
Yeah.
They're all published up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
But yeah, so
it's my title. What's the title called? So people can try to look this up.
The title is called "Can You Take the Heat?"
Can you take the heat?
Yeah, it's the it's the top five greatest moments in SummerSlam history. Oh,
that's heavy.
It sounds ridiculous talking about it, but I wanted my first article to come off strong, and I feel like, you know, I'm pretty well versed on the history of pro wrestling. So
that's right. People are gonna read it and know where you stand.
You're damn right, dude.
They're going to know what kind of dude you are.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that or not.
I know. When I was saying that, I was like, I don't know if that sounds positive.
That's...
No, man, it's chill.
That's what's going to represent me.
I think everybody's into that shit. Everybody's into nostalgia and thinking about old days like that. Especially, I'm sure there's tons of wrestling fans out there that can read that and feel like they got a buddy.
And there are a lot of people that you wouldn't even realize that at least were fans at that time. Mm-hmm. It was like you're not a fan of wrestling, you know, you come out saying you're not really a fan, but you do know about wrestling from that time period. Because how do you not?
That's true. Yeah.
Everybody.
How can you not? It was huge.
It was everything like back then.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't strike me either as a wrestling fan. That's not one of the first things I thought about you when I met you or anything.
Yeah.
This guy's probably into pro wrestling.
Do you meet anybody that you ever, that's your first impression of them?
I think so. There's probably a really negative image tied to that, though.
I know there is.
I don't, it's probably one that it's not true at all, which of course I've learned as of late, but yeah, I don't know.
You automatically, and I know, and that's why, like, you know, I wanted to write the article because I feel differently about a lot of things too, but I do feel like there is a negative, like I'm really putting myself out in a somewhat negative light, in my opinion, because people do like look down on people that are fans of pro wrestling, but I don't know. I've gotten to the point now where I was huge into it as a little kid, and I feel like I've gotten to know the way that business, just like the way it works. I've heard enough shoot interviews. Like, are you familiar with the shoot interview?
No idea.
Shoot interviews. Well, first, the term shoot comes from if you're doing a shoot match, it's real. Like, if me and you were to go out and have a fist fight, that would be a shoot.
Okay.
So a shoot interview, which I watch on YouTube all the time, are wrestlers that are retired now that, like, talk shit about other wrestlers. Like,
okay.
Fucking Hulk Hogan, I hated him. He would come and he would, like, He would borrow like my shampoo all the time. The dude could not tip. He was constantly talking shit about everybody's wives. Like, they're just talking shit about everybody. Really? Which is, that's pretty interesting to watch. But I've come to a point now where I can watch just like a really great match and just see it as almost just like an art form. Mm-hmm. You know, like two guys that are skilled in their craft just showcasing it.
Yeah, I think I can see that now. And it was probably the movie The Wrestler that kind of helped me see that, which is that these are people who are doing something that they love, and they're doing, it's like a ballet, really. Mm-hmm. You have to be really, have a lot of control over your body.
Yeah.
And it's pretty impressive.
And that's, yeah, I can watch it now, and, you know, I was watching it back then, and, you know, like all kids do, like they're superheroes, you mm-hmm. know, and, you know, but now I'm watching it from a standpoint where, okay, if somebody's going to give me shit, like, that's fake. Like, why are you mm-hmm. watching this? Like, well, movies are fake, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you get just as much into a movie. Like, mm-hmm. I know it's fake, but that even, in my opinion, makes it more difficult that it's fake and they have to make it look
that's
real.
True. It's actually even more impressive than a movie in some way, or a television, in that it's these guys who have to perform these crazy athletic stunts on like live TV a lot of the times in front of audiences, mm-hmm. as opposed to you shooting a whole bunch of stuff and getting to edit it the way that you want to.
Right.
So, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they're like, well, it's fake. Well, it doesn't mean that they're not really getting hurt. Mm-hmm. Like,
no.
There's no way to take a suplex off the top rope and land on your back and not mm-hmm. feel it at all.
Yeah, or to just appreciate the fact that they do it in such a way that they don't get hurt, that they have to maneuver in such a way that they can do those crazy stunts and not be hurt.
So.
I don't think it's as nerdy, though, as it used to be. I think we're starting to get more people like Scotty Hoek and stuff who are kind of coming out and saying, like, I love this, I'm obsessed with it. Or you see this crazy Harry Potter culture going on where, you know, people dress up and, you know, not saying that I do that or anything, except that I do for movies or whatever, for Halloween or... I don't know. People aren't as ashamed of their secret obsessions anymore.
It's true. It's almost to a point where it's cool. The nerdier you get, the cooler it is.
Like, it is.
It's. I think it's just, it all stems from you know, if you're into something that other people don't know about, it's cool. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of just become, if you're into like the nerdiest thing that people haven't like geeked out on yet, then mm-hmm. that's cool.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Go with that.
But yeah. So there it is, man. Wrestling. It is what it is, dude.
Retro junk. And it's called Can You Take the Heat?
Can You Take the Heat? It's got a big picture of Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan.
Nice.
From the SummerSlam 92 cassette tape
yeah.
with the tagline, A Match Made in Hell.
Oh, clever.
But yeah. A lot of good stuff there, man.
Yeah. Thus, we just had some pretty rough tornado go through Oklahoma.
Yeah.
This past week.
Yeah, man, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's awful. It was like an F4 and just.
Oh, I heard it was an F5.
It was an F5?
Yeah.
Either way, shit is destroyed.
Yeah.
I think it went for like 15 miles. The path. It's crazy watching the pictures. Like, pictures from above are kind of like, oh, yeah, I see, like, it kind of carved out and knocked out some houses there. But the pictures that are within it are like, where the hell are these people? It's like some crazy. Just it's like looking at another planet where thinking about there used to be houses and now it looks like it's rubble as far as the eye can see.
Can you imagine just your entire world just being crushed by a tornado?
Ugh, I can't imagine that. Or like when these people who hid in cellars and stuff and they come out for the first time and they just see nothingness and just destruction.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The thing that like made me sad the most, like I understand that people.
Yeah.
How many people like lost their lives?
Really? It is 24, I think, now.
The picture that made me the most sad was seeing a dog in a cage.
Yeah.
It was seeing a dog in a cage, and it was like, you know, several animals, you mm-hmm. know, were brought to a certain spot because they were lost.
Yeah.
And the dog wasn't dead, but I was like, oh, he lost his family.
Yeah. That is the worst, man. It's like animals, dogs, pets, that's what touches you. I saw an awful picture of a lady, she looked like a nurse, and she was consoling a dog that was, like, probably dying. Like, it was laying there, and she was kind of sitting there with it and touching it.
Yeah.
And you could tell, like, he was not doing well.
Why do we have like so much more emotion for animals than people?
We do, right? Probably the most powerful video that I saw of it was, did you see that? The old lady who's giving an interview on the rubble of her house. She's giving an interview and there's a news crew, I guess, there. And she's just kind of talking about how everything is gone. And she's talking about how she's holding onto her dog.
No.
She's in the bathroom. No. Hold on, you're going to love it.
Oh, no.
She's holding onto her dog.
wait a second. Hold on. All
right.
So this lady's being interviewed after the tornado?
After the tornado, they're literally standing on the rubble of where her home used to be.
And I don't like where the story's going.
She's talking about how she ran into the restroom. She's holding her dog. And then at some point, the tornado destroys the bathroom that she's in. And she just begins flying around and, of course, loses grip of the dog. And that's the last she saw of it. So she's standing there, and they're giving this interview, and she's like, she kind of points at the rubble, and she's like, my dog is probably somewhere under here, under all this stuff. I know, right? But they're standing there, and then one of the reporter goes, wait, the dog! And they look down. And under, like, this rubble that's right next to them, there's the dog is under, like, trapped under, like, a table or something. It's trapped, but it's alive. And they're like, the dog. And so they lift the shit off of it, and they pull the dog out. It's alive. It was obviously, like, I know, right? Now we're happy. And it was alive. It was obviously, like, tired and weak, but it was there. And the old lady was just, like, wow, nearly sobbing.
And then
seeing her dog again that she thought was dead and she would never see it again.
The news reporter was like, hey, look, it's the dog. An asshole. Like, it could have been somebody's dog from miles away.
It could have. Yeah, I don't know. That's true.
And the lady would have been so excited, like, well, that's not my dog.
Yeah, it was odd, though. They were, like, standing right next to it.
Wow.
It was a happy ending.
That's great, man. Mm-hmm. You scared me for a minute there.
I thought
it was just going to end with, like, you know, the first thing that popped in my head was that scene from Twister whenever the dad was going to shut the thing and whatever, and he flies out, you know, and he's just gone.
Yeah.
I just pictured her holding on the dog and the dog just flew away.
Wouldn't that be awful?
She couldn't get the shelter closed in time.
Ugh. I like in that movie, though, that he didn't need to do that. Your dad was dumb and he died for nothing.
Yeah. Well, and the good part about that was they got the dog too. The dog fucked everything up.
That's right.
They were all safe and they're like, oh, Chip's still in the house.
You little bastard dog.
So yeah, they had to let him in.
There's another picture of a dude who found his Twister DVD in the rubble. And he's holding it up, he's posing with it.
Oh,
on that rubble, just awful rubble for miles around.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah. It's bad, though. I can't imagine that, man. That's a crazy thing. We don't really think about it or talk about it, but this freak of nature, this catastrophe that's just comes, this cloud that comes down and swirls out of the sky.
Yeah.
Destroys everything in its path.
I'm never really as worried about it as I should be. Whenever I hear a tornado warning, I'm like, dude, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's that time of year. This always happens.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, my mom has to call me and update me, you know, like, oh, tornado warning, you know, you better take cover. Yeah, whatever. Doing the jack-off motion. Okay, yeah.
All right, Mom.
It's like, I feel like I've been through so many tornado warnings and nothing has happened. And then I try to just think, like, well, okay, this building's at least been here for 40 years at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's been in the same place and it's survived tornadoes. I don't think this is going to be the one, but you never know.
But I'm sure that's exactly what those people were thinking, too.
Probably.
I'm sure a lot of them were like, all right, another tornado warning.
Jack-off motion.
Yeah, jack-off motion back to work. And then all of a sudden they're being thrashed about.
Oh, it's bad news, dude.
It is bad news. We've had a few come through St. Louis, too.
We
like
did.
Like the proper city and suburbs and stuff.
Well, yeah, we had that bad storm like 2 years ago that ripped through... Bridgeton.
That's right.
And it just fucked up that whole subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still repairing that after.
That's right, they are.
2 years after.
Just down the road by, remember there was one that ripped through by the mall?
No.
Just right, West County Mall, right over there.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
It wasn't, I don't think it was a big one, but there was some damage. Like, they had to shut down the road, and there were some pretty gnarly pictures from over there. But
just never know, dude.
Nature, man. just rear up and kick your ass at any moment.
It can, too. And it's like no one is safe from it because, mm-hmm. like, we're in, like, whatever they consider Tornado Alley, you know, like, yeah. we have tornadoes. And then people that are safe from tornadoes, they have to worry about hurricanes.
It's true. There's always something, huh?
And then other people have to worry about earthquakes, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just like, you can't escape.
That's true. Think you, no, I was going to say...
And they're all as equally as destructive, too, really.
I was going to say you could probably escape if you'd have to go to, like, Idaho or Montana, but then you're going to have...
cows.
Dust storms. Oh. And cows. Evil yeah. cows.
Dust storms don't even sound that bad, but if you get caught in a dust storm...
They're awful. Yeah, you can easily die. There was some... I just watched a show. It was like a little documentary about during the Great Depression. That was a crazy... When the Dust Bowl happened. Mm-hmm. And it was, of course, the Midwest. Like, the crazy storms they had and the hundreds of people who died in them. Just because you get caught out in there and the wind is so severe that it's like... clogging up your nose and you can't even cover anything up. It's all this little just dust and sand who's slipping through every crack.
A bunch of little pebbles slapping you in the face nonstop, dude. That would be a horrible way to go.
It'd be awful. And it was just raking up like huge sand dunes where there used to not be something. Like a town is now half covered in sand.
Jesus,
you can't escape it, dude.
You know, the more I get older too, I worry, like, I find myself worrying a lot about, like, fires. Like, like my place catching on fire. And I tried not to, like, ever leave any careless mistakes. Like, mm-hmm. I'm getting worse, like, where I gotta start unplugging things. Like, yeah. I unplug things all the time. Mm-hmm. And if I really think about it, I'll start doing weird shit, like, unplugging lamps and stuff. Like, really? I can't leave that plugged in.
Not, dude.
Sometimes, yeah, before I go to work, like, I'll have to unplug, make sure everything's off, unplug, like, the radio, mm-hmm. and just, like, weird things like that.
Yeah, I feel you.
I think a lot of it has to do with, too, my dog.
That's true, man. That'd be about the worst thing ever.
Oh, my
Come
God.
Come back to a burnt-out place. Ugh, that'd be awful.
It would stink so bad.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Better safe than sorry, man. I know. That's what I say.
You're right. Man. Yeah, that would be bad. I don't really think I ever worried about that as a kid. Mm-hmm. That just always happened to other people. Like, you know, man, fires are bad, but my place isn't ever going to catch on fire.
Yeah.
That happens to other kids.
Yeah. And that's I think that's the thinking of anybody who, or most everybody who's involved in that kind of shit, though. Yeah. Nobody ever thinks anything's going to happen to them. Next thing you know.
So let that be a lesson, everybody. Something's going to happen to you. All right?
But not if you unplug all of your appliances.
Yeah. Well, then a tornado could always just come.
That's true.
Or a dust storm.
That's true. Or a hurricane. Or a flood.
Mm-hmm. Or Godzilla.
Or Godzilla.
Godzilla. All right. Well, we're at the end of the first segment now. Mm-hmm. Do you think that we should talk about the thing in the second segment? Maybe we could.
Yeah, we could do that. We could think about it.
Yeah, we could think about it. Got a couple things to talk about, but mm-hmm. this is still this is gonna shape a lot of things, Ty. I think mm-hmm. this is gonna be a big announcement coming up.
It is.
So if you're still with us, now is not the time to tune out. Mm-mm. You're already in a half hour. You might as well stick with us.
You might as well stick around and get your mind blown.
Yeah. So we'll play a commercial, and then we'll be back on CSP.
Segment two.
Yeah. Doing it all over again.
That's right. Hitting our stride in segment two.
Really, it is our second wind.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Well, we got a big announcement. I kind of have an announcement on my own, Ty.
Okay. Go for it.
And this is something I haven't told you.
Okay. All right. I'm into it. Let's go for it.
Do you notice anything about my pants? I know.
I was gonna bring up your pants completely independently of any kind of. We didn't discuss it at all. I was totally gonna bring up your pants.
I was hoping, like, I didn't know if you would notice or not.
I noticed.
Did you notice right away?
Oh, I noticed right away.
You son of a bitch!
I noticed first thing. Cause, do you? I don't know. Go ahead and tell the folks.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Well, Rocky is sporting a pretty sexy pair of jean. Acid-washed, jean-ripped pajama pants.
Yeah.
So they're just pajama pants, but they just have jean print on them. Okay. So they basically look like jeans.
They look just like jeans.
They do. So
they even have a nice fake rip right there on the knee.
Yeah, they do. So first thing I walked in...
You noticed whenever you first walked in? Oh,
I
did.
The first thing I noticed was, man, Rocky, not only is he wearing, like, the baggiest jeans I've ever seen him wear, but they're ripped completely to shreds. And they're acid wash. And I was like, he's going for it.
He's going for it.
So it went from that, and then right away I realized what they were. So it went from me like, he's really wearing those, yeah, to automatically like, those are badass.
Yeah.
I'm really into those.
So you thought they were badass when you found out they were PJ pants?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They took a complete 180.
Yeah, they're not like my... At first you probably thought they were my old JNCOs that I had from grade school.
It was. I was just like, those look like a ratty old pair of jeans. Mm-hmm. Which, no judgment, I wasn't gonna judge you about it. But then when I realized they were pajama pants, I was like, alright, those are awesome.
Man, see, and you're the first person I really tested with them. I haven't had them for too long.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see if anybody would notice. Because, I mean, you gotta kind of give it a double take.
Yeah, I did. I had to.
I could easily stroll through Walmart with these things on, probably.
You
not,
could. Yeah. Somebody give you a glance and they'd just be like, those are some baggy acid wash jeans. Yeah.
So that's my announcement.
All right. Very nice. I like them. Where'd you get them?
I got them at Walmart, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. I think I first saw them at Gordman's, and I was like, man, those are sweet. Like, I want to get those because, you know, I like pajama pants. I like getting really cool ones. Like, I have a pair of Taxi with Danny DeVito.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
They made those? Those are the thing that was made?
Yeah, man. Pretty much anything you can think of, I think they made pajama pants to it. And then some Beavis and Butthead ones, and then got my blue jeans.
There you go. I dig them. Yeah, I just have a pair of Harry Potter ones. A Gryffindor crest all over it, which is Harry's house.
Oh, yeah? So,
those are probably my favorite PJ pants.
There you go.
But yeah, I suppose we have another announcement, which is...
Well, should we... Let's do this the right way, Ty.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if Rodrigo can pull up a timpani or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, I guess your announcement's going to probably be a little bit more earth-shattering than my pajama pants announcement. But
only slightly.
Is this the time to do it? You want to do it right now?
Yeah, I might as well knock it out.
All right, Ty. I'm giving you the floor, buddy.
All right. So it looks like as of a month from now or so, I'm probably not going to be here anymore.
Oh, wait.
That wasn't a joke.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I think I'm moving to Germany. Not only do I think I am, but I am moving to Germany in about a month.
Yep.
So I don't want to say that's the end of me on this podcast.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No. But it's probably the end of the way that it's been going for, you know, I guess since we started it.
Yeah.
At least in that exact format.
It's going to be a different format.
Yeah, it is. It's sad. I just had an opportunity. My father lives over in Germany. He has for like 20 years. And his wife, my stepmom, they offered for me to come live with them. So I'm going to do it.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity for you, man.
Yeah. That's what I felt. It's really bittersweet because there's so many people, obviously you, and of course just a ton of people that I'm going to miss a hell of a lot from here. I don't know. I just had to weigh it out, and I was like, I think I have to do this.
At least for an experience.
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't stay there for your whole life, you'll have the experience at least.
Yeah, that's right. So when I get there, or I already am, I'm applying for work and stuff, and if I find something, I'll be there at least a year, and if I don't find anything, I guess I'll be back in a few months. Yeah. Although, admittedly, I'm not sure that would be to St. Louis.
Now, how sure are you about not returning to St. Louis? You probably got it made up in your head. You're like, fuck this place.
No, I mean, lately I've been At first I was like that, but now it's kind of getting to the point where I realize that, like, I really enjoy St. Louis, and there's, like, I love our downtown life, and I would love to live, like, somewhere downtown or something, but, so if it doesn't work out, it's something I will consider.
And
although most likely I would probably end up in Phoenix.
Either way, even if you come back to St. Louis, it's not going to be like the same old grind. It's going to be like a resurgence, you know? It's going to be new for you. You can start over.
Yeah, it will be.
You're not going to have to be doing the same old bullshit daily routine, dude.
Yeah.
It's a way out of that.
It is, right? It's a new beginning.
Yeah. So St. Louis could be like a whole new city, dude.
I mean, it could be.
If you just get a new daily job and a new place to live.
Yeah. That's true.
Completely different.
That's very true. Yeah.
But I heard that you got a call back for a job at Oodlebrock's.
Oodlebrock's?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Oodlebrock's?
I don't know. I'm just assuming it's one of the places you applied in Germany.
It is. They make clogs. Clog company.
And the little short with suspender outfits.
Yeah, what are those called? Those are called Lederhosen.
Lederhosen, yeah.
Lederhosen. Which I think we talked about, which is if you were forced to wear Lederhosen for something, it's awful. But if you get to wear Lederhosen, then it's pretty badass.
Truer, awesome. Truer words were never spoken, yeah. Ty. That's absolutely true. So I guess a lot of people are probably wondering about the future of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Well, I really don't see, I mean, besides the format, and really there was never anything set in stone about the format of the show. Mm-hmm. I think we were nervous on the first episode, and we just did it a certain way, and after that we felt comfortable doing it like that.
Yeah, that's true, right? We've never really sat down and etched out, like, the way we do things or anything. Just kind of has all been pretty organic.
In fact, if anything was ever etched out, it was the fact that that's the way that it's going to be. Like, just down to even the most minute point. Like, so many other podcasts, like, you know, we go live every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's like we never know when we're going to record.
Yeah, we don't.
We kind of do it whenever we can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's like the birth of Late Night CSP, which is. Become a whole new thing.
Yeah, it just happens every once in a while.
Maybe just in my head, but I just love the idea of, like, this is a special thing that happens every once in a while.
It is. It's got a totally different vibe and everything. So, but, yeah, and we've had, like, an offer or two to join up with other, like, groups and just, like, other, I don't know, would they be networks. Companies or networks?
Networks,
there you go. But I think we've just always kind of liked doing things the way we do them.
Yeah,
the format that we do them and not having to adhere to somebody else's shit or anything. Which, I mean, of course, if you're listening out there, for those who might have asked us, like, we love you guys and, like, we appreciate the offer.
It's just, yeah, and it's almost like we don't even really know. We don't really know what we want to do with this, so we really don't want to have any guidelines to follow, because ultimately that would just become negative.
Yeah.
If there was any guidelines, even if it was like, take a break at every half hour point, it would start to feel kind of weird. Like, if we didn't know that that's just what we want to do, we have to break every half hour, like, that
would
be kind
of... what you got
to
do, and then here's a promo that you got to put in here, and...
And then it would just become, you know, this is Complete Senses Podcast brought to you by Noah's Arcade.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but yeah, I guess, I mean, the podcast is still going to keep going, and I'm going to definitely be Skyping in or calling in or whatever for some segments here and there.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, you're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about.
I'll be the Europe. Correspondent.
Yeah, dude. That's going to be crazy. You know, like, you can, what's the time difference?
Like 7 hours.
7 hours. Yeah. So we'll have to, I mean, I'm available. I think that the toughest part right now is for me and you to find a point where we're both available. I think, you know, I'm going to be more available for early morning stuff, which for you is going to be more like, you know, evening stuff.
Yeah.
And If we could just Skype in, even if it's just for, like, a short little segment where you can still just make an appearance, you know, and sometimes it'll be longer and sometimes, you know, it won't be as long. But I guess in the meantime, I'm going to have to start just having more interviews on. And, you know, who knows how long the show will be, but it's still going to be out there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I definitely can't imagine finding anyone else to sit in. Like, I can't think of anybody else to sit in and do a, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like a replacement or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Start auditioning, folks. Send in your.
I'd like to bring
your auditions.
I'd like to bring in somebody like Sarah Chalk, like from Roseanne, like she's the new Becky, like she's the new Ty.
Oh, that'd be awesome! You could have a new celebrity like every day.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And they'd all have to be Ty. Like they're the new Ty. Nobody asks any questions.
Nobody says anything. You just call on that. Yeah. And you have to go along with it. You want the job.
Just a new tie. I almost wish I would have thought about that and just had people sit in and just go by tie and mm-hmm. like not mention anything.
Not
about
even
it.
Say anything.
That'd be good. Be a different person every week. But yeah, so the idea of getting another co-host isn't going to happen. I don't think so. You know, I'm just going to have to start interviewing more people and keeping it going, and then you're going to Skype in, you know,
yeah.
as often as you can.
Definitely.
And keep going, because we're really hitting a stride right now, I feel.
We are. It's starting to pick up. We got Twitter blowing up.
Yep.
Got some people for the future that we're kind of looking at who would be really cool. Mm-hmm. Interviews, good gets for the show.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's got to be something that you're going to miss, dude, is just sitting with people and just yeah. hearing people talk about, you know, just being interviewed.
Yeah, it really is. That's been probably the coolest thing about this show, is just getting to shoot the shit with people in a way that you normally really can't do. That interview thing, like, as long as you're not, like, too structured and too, as long as it's a real conversation, mm-hmm. you can get to some really cool shit.
Mm-hmm. And even with just, like, friends, like having Kenny or, mm-hmm. or having Jim on or something, you know. The way I always looked at it is, I didn't really look at it like, you know, whenever we first would tell people that we were starting a podcast, they were like, you know, what do you guys like have anything really interesting to talk about for like an hour and a half? Yeah. You know, I just look at it as a way to just like sit down and have a reason to talk to your mm-hmm. friend about really weird things. And, yeah. you know, who's going to sit on the phone and talk to somebody that long, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And it feels like you have a reason to talk about things.
Yeah, it is.
So it's been therapeutic. It's been cool, man.
It has, man. Definitely. So, I'll miss everyone. And thanks for all the support and love, guys. It's not the end.
Oh, it's the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, so that's what we got going on. We're still going to obviously churn out a couple more episodes.
Yeah, definitely.
And man, I really like would love the idea of having like one big final episode, but who knows if that's gonna happen or mm-hmm. not. I feel like we're gonna get too close to the time when you go away, and then all of a sudden we just can't do it. It's gonna be one of these episodes is gonna be the last one. We're not gonna fucking know which one it is.
That's right. That's true. Nah, but we'll do it. We can see if we can gather a few classic guests.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Sure, we can get Brennan.
Get old Brennan. That's right.
Yep. But yeah, man, so that's it.
So that's
the big announcement.
That's the announcement, folks.
So what else we got?
I don't know. What did we both saw? We both, I guess all three of us, me, you, and Jim, went to Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, we were discussing that on the last episode. Yeah. You know, I guess before we went to the concert, that was the last episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, wait, no. There was
two episodes.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're right.
That's right.
Oh, jeez.
We can't keep track, folks.
So many episodes.
There's a lot going on here. Yeah. I guess we never talked about. We didn't talk about it last episode, but it was. I think you'd agree with me. It's pretty friggin' awesome.
Oh, it was great. Great show.
Yeah, it was a really good show. Yeah, and even the I don't know about the opening guy. I really really liked. His name was Oscillator Bug. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oscillator Bug. He was awesome. He's got like this Dan Deacon electronic, like a dance frenzy thing going on. Which is really good. And then also the second guy, I think we all kind of agreed. Yeah.
What was it? Oh, Hood Internet?
Hood Internet.
Yeah.
Which I've seen them around the internet and a lot of people seem to like him. He just pretty much does mashups. He just takes one song, mashes it up with another, and it's always, of course, like like a hip hop song or a club song mixed with like a super indie song or something.
Yeah.
Which is, it was fine, like for club music or for dancing, I get it, but
not at a show.
Not at a show, and yeah, it just felt, I don't know, like putting people down, I just felt kind of lazy.
Yeah, and I don't see, like, I would feel so guilty if I was him, like, I would feel like I have no, you know, like, mm-hmm. I have nothing about me, like, no personality, like, I'm just taking, mm-hmm. everybody loves them because they love those songs.
Yeah.
No one's like, oh shit, like, Hood Internet remixed this shit, yeah. It was awesome.
Holy cow, did you hear the new Hood Internet?
Yeah, and yeah. You know, it seems like a really cool way to go on tour, like, mm-hmm. You know, you just sit at home, and the way that we would edit this podcast, we could easily just be mashing up a song,
yeah,
and then we'd just sit on our MacBook in front of people and just play music, mm-hmm. And people go nuts, and you get a paycheck.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just,
there were people there who were just there only to see him, which I was just like, really?
I couldn't believe
you that. Really like it this much?
I couldn't believe that there were people there that didn't know Black Moth, yeah. And they came for Hood Internet.
Yeah.
Ugh. But you're right. I mean, that would have been a perfect, like a nightclub or something.
Yeah, if I was in a club or something, I was drinking and I was hanging out with people, I could easily see myself dancing to stuff or whatever, mm-hmm. But
I just can't see, like, you know, that name on the sign, you know, like, nah. That draws people in, you know?
Nah.
But
then, of course, Black Moth Super Rainbow came up and they erased all negativity.
They saved the day.
They really did. And this is with the night before they had gotten all of their shit stolen, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there was a lot of uncertainty whether or not they mm-hmm. were even going to perform that night.
Right, and they ended up going on like 2 hours after they were supposed to, or even longer, maybe.
And that sucked for you. I mean, me and Jim, we were like on easy streaks. We had the day off. Yeah, you're if fine. We could have had lawn chairs and lemonade, we would have been kicking back in that mm-hmm. place. And you were like, you had to be at work at 5 a.m.
Oh my god, dude, it was awful. The next day was terrible.
I didn't even get to talk to you about it.
It was so bad. Like, I think if maybe I'd slept well the night before, I would have been fine. But the night before, I got like 5 or 6 hours.
I'm surprised you got that much.
Yeah, I can handle for that one day. No, no, the night before.
Oh, okay.
So I can handle like 5 or 6 hours a night or two, but going from that, like standing all night and even dancing a little bit all night, and then having to wake up in like 4 hours or something.
And then just be at work all day.
It was a rough day. It was so busy that day. I just wanted to die.
Man.
It was one of those, like, I never want to do that again. Although it was worth it, and I would do it again, but...
It was worth it, man. I mean, we were getting kind of bummed out just as we were there. Like really? Like, they're going to do the whole, all the opening acts? Like, do they have to do all the opening acts?
Yeah, and then that made it even worse when Hood Internet's on and you're just like, God, I just kind of don't want to hear this guy right now.
I know. But it all worked out. I mean, man, they were supposed to start at like 8 o'clock or something, and mm-hmm. Black Moth didn't even take the stage until like 11:30 or something.
It was pretty late, man. Yeah. But it was an awesome show.
Yeah.
They killed it, for sure.
Yeah, man, maybe we'll play like a Black Moth mm-hmm. song after this segment.
Yeah, we can do that.
We usually don't play music because it's copyrighted, but what the fuck?
Who cares?
Who cares? I think it's like, after the second segment, it's like the Wild West, man.
It is.
If you're still there.
Anything goes.
If you're still there listening, you're just like, you're listening with people that are just like two ships passing in the night. Right. Like, you're experiencing something nuts, dude.
That's true. The feds aren't going to hang in that long.
No
either.
Way.
So. Fucking, we'll play real music.
Yeah, dude, that's cool. You're right, I was like pirate radio.
It's a movement, buddy. We're starting something here.
Yeah, man. But yeah, it was a great time. I actually got we bought posters.
Oh yeah? Yeah, yeah.
I actually got mine signed.
You got your signed by the band, man.
Yeah, dude. I used to never be like a huge autograph guy,
mm-hmm.
but recently, a couple, you know, I've seen a couple, like, of my favorite bands,
mm-hmm.
and I've got posters, and I had the opportunity to get them autographed.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, do, like, a great job framing them, and it's just, like, it's a great thing to just stop and look at.
Awesome. Dude, it's perfect. And then the posters are, like, actual artwork,
yeah.
So putting them up on your wall, they just look freaking awesome.
Like, whenever we went to the Meat Puppet show,
mm-hmm.
that poster was actually a drawing from bass player Chris.
Really?
Yeah. So, and I got that autograph too. That's another good show.
That's cool.
But yeah.
Yeah. They were super chill too.
Oh man, I love the little videos that they had in the background.
That's right. Behind them the whole time they had just odd little videos. It seemed like they were like loops of stuff, or you could tell they put time into actually making them too.
And they were just sort of creepy. And I think the longer you stare at it, the more you're just like creeped out.
Yeah.
Like there were a couple of them where at first I was like, "All right, that's cool, man." Like, but then you could tell. Okay, so I guess we should probably explain a little bit more. They were like in. You could tell that they probably filmed this themselves.
Yeah.
And I think what they did was they just set a camera on things and they just let it film.
And they just let it film, and every once in a while there would be something going on in there. But half of the time it was just like kind of landscape almost.
Almost to the point where you think it's a picture until you see like a branch move.
Yeah, and you see a branch move or some weird guy walking around in the front for some reason in the video.
Yeah, and then they had one where it was like a house in the middle of the woods, just like surrounded by trees. So it's like a two-story house, and they had like the camera kind of set up on like a window where you could like just kind of barely see through the window. And they would just put the shot on for like 20 minutes at a time, or just like a really long period of time.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, that looks like a really cool place. Like I'm having this whole other thing like with the music, and then I'm looking at the video, like thinking, that's like a cool place. I'd like to go there sometime or something.
Yeah.
And then by the end you're like, that is fucking creepy. Like I would terrifying. Not want to be that camera sitting there.
Yeah. You know? No. And then with the music going on too, which is always kind of creepy and just otherworldly.
Yeah.
This all comes together for a really cool experience, man. So it's pretty cool that we got to see them.
Okay, I guess, are there any bands that you haven't got to see that, like, man, I really wish I would have seen them?
The only one, I think, and I've thought about it a lot, is Radiohead. It's the only band I haven't seen that I'm really bummed I haven't. It's kind of stupid of me that I haven't seen them, but...
They came to town.
They've come twice, and I just didn't go to either of them. Yeah. First, I don't know why.
You probably couldn't shell out $60, maybe?
Yeah, I think last time I waited too long. It was because it was at like Savas Center, which is like an arena. So I waited like a few days to buy the tickets, and then by the time we did, I was going to. They were sold out, and then we couldn't get a hold of any otherwise, unless I wanted to shell out like $160 or something.
Yeah, that's tough to do.
Yeah, which is tough to do. But now I'm just like, why didn't I do that? I should have just done it. So they're pretty much it.
Well, this is you're the dude that's. How much did you spend on those Jimmy Eat World tickets?
Oh, yeah.
How much was
I
that?
Did spend like $300 on Jimmy Eat World tickets. It's because they were doing their entire second album, Clarity.
Clarity, yeah.
That's doing that second album in full.
And that's their best, in
that's
my
their
opinion.
Best. It's amazing. It's one of my favorite albums ever. Plus, there was a girl involved, which I had said we were going to go, and then I kind of didn't buy tickets until I was like, oh shit, they're sold out. But it was worth it. It was awesome.
You do stupid shit for girls, man. Not you me really personally, do. But just, you know.
You really do. I know my credit never recovered from that.
Oh, you put on credit?
No, it was credit, yeah. Oh. I was just like, I don't have this money, but I have this credit card this that credit. I've never
Can
really
Can you
used.
Do anything with this? Is this? I've heard that
What's
this is
this?
Useful.
Does this have money in it?
And I don't know, looking back, do you think, like, the girl might have been bummed out? Do you think that she would have really cared that much if, like, well, all right.
No.
We can just stay home and watch The Notebook,
no,
too.
No, not at all.
You always feel like it's going to be the end of the world if you don't make
you
good
really
the
do.
Promise.
And then you're just like, well, what if I do? And then we go and anything could happen.
And then I'll be like a fucking rock star.
But it was just a good night.
It was a good show.
Badass show.
I'm sure.
Is there anybody you got to see?
There are two acts that I feel like, you know, every year I'm losing the chance, and it's because they really don't tour a lot, but I would love to see the Buttle Surfers play a show, and they really don't tour a lot, and whenever they do, it's like they do half a dozen shows all on the West Coast, and then, like, Colorado.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Anywhere where pot is smoked a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not doing the whole national tour, really. I feel like one day I'll get the opportunity.
They gotta do something.
Yeah. And then I would like to see, like, Rocky Erickson do, like, a 13th Floor Elevators thing.
That'd be cool.
And he is still touring. In fact, even last, it must have been, like, last September or something, I came so close to just getting off work on a Friday and then driving to Nashville that night to see them play.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it.
Yeah. Should have done it,
man. I should have done it. And I was even like, man, you know, what's stopping me? Like, why can't I break free from like, my comfort zone for one night?
Just one night. Just do something crazy, man.
I know. That's what I should.
Yeah, everybody out there, do crazy shit. Just do it, because you got this one stupid little life, and then you're dead.
Yeah, man.
So go do stuff.
And you know why? You know why I didn't do it?
Why?
Because I don't do that. that's the first thing that came in my head. Well, I never just drive to Nashville. Mm-hmm. That's scary to think about.
That's not me. That's not something I do.
That's scary. That scares me, Ty.
Yeah.
Well, okay. And then I start thinking about bad things that could happen. Well, what if I fucking, okay, what if I break down on the way to Nashville?
Right.
And then, like, my mom calls me, and she's like, what the fuck are you doing almost to Nashville?
Hey, I'm in Nashville. Can you come pick me up?
It's like, what, 3 hours ago you were at work?
Yeah, that's true.
Can I just not take my eyes off you for a second till you're in Nashville?
Are you going to get in a car accident and your last thought is going to be, if only I didn't just decide to drive to Nashville?
Yeah. Or even like not as... You know, not as much of a somber tale. I get in a car accident, and then, like, my car is just fucked up, and I'm in Nashville. Yeah. And I have no money because I spent it all in a stupid hotel room to get here.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I think what it comes down to, though, is everything always just works out, man. Like, even if it's a really shitty situation, like, there's been countless other people who have been stuck in another city with a broken-down car. And it's not like life ended for them or that was it, unless it was like a shitty part of town or something. But really, I think that's what helped me get over a lot of like fear and a lot of the depression stuff is realizing like everything, you just get over it. It's just what you do. Like, it's not like something's going to happen and that's going to be the end of it forever. Because think about all the bad shit that happened to you last year and now we're here. I haven't thought about any of the bad shit that happened to me last year or anything.
And there was some pretty, there's some pretty heavy shit, you know.
Yeah.
I know you always feel like, you know, whatever you're going through, this is it.
Exactly. Yeah, we have this this fascination with kind of wrapping ourselves up in the shittiness that we're going through and thinking, you know, this is the only thing that matters. But really, like, why not just fast forward ahead to the to when you're over that shit? Because there's going to be a point when you are, so you might as well get there now.
And some days are really shitty, man.
Mm-hmm.
Some days are. Some days it feels like everything's against you, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, I have thoughts, like, I'm not saying that I've ever thought of killing myself, but I do have thoughts every once in a while that, like, something great happens, and it's like, man, I'm really happy that I'm alive right now to experience this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. There's so much cool shit going on right now.
Like, there have been people that have committed suicide because everything was so grim at that time. And I've experienced, you know, I'm sure we've all experienced things that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then something happens where it's just like you feel good. Sometimes, like, you're living just for that moment where you feel good and then it's just like, everything's all right.
Yeah. And those moments are a lot more, they occur a lot more than we really think they do. We just dwell in bad stuff. We dwell in bad shit instead of, you know, we could easily just walk outside and look at the sky and be like, holy shit, that's the sky right there.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that is space, and we're hurtling through it at, I forgot how much, like 200,000 miles per hour on this little tiny rock. How awesome is that?
It's crazy, man.
All those people, millions of people, billions of people.
And isn't it crazy, too, to think about how much that hasn't affected affected your day-to-day life? Like, how many days you just gotten up and gone to work and came home and ate dinner and went to bed?
I know, I hate
it. And how many days have gone uninterrupted?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that sequence has not become interrupted by something nuts, like just some malfunction in the universe where a fucking meteor comes down and just smashes your little world.
Yeah.
Man.
Impressive. But,
yeah. I guess it's, And I guess really we don't stop to, you know, or at least I'm speaking for myself, you know, you don't stop to look at how good everything is, because it doesn't have as strong of a feeling as whenever everything is shitting on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're really, like, people are just really self-centered too, and so in those moments when you feel like you're getting shit on, then everything revolves around you at that point.
Yeah.
So...
It's, and you can even relate it to, it's like if you're on Yelp, okay? Like, if you're using Yelp to see if something's good, like a restaurant, if a restaurant's great. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you went to a restaurant and you had just like just a good meal, even if it's not great, but you were happy with it? Mm-hmm. And you're like, dude, I'm going to get on Yelp, I'm going to write a review about this place.
Exactly.
You do that when the waiter's mm-hmm. slow and there's a rubber band in your soup and you're just upset. You're just
angry, you've had a bad day already. So
that's whenever you write a review, dude.
It's true. Like, nobody gives a lot. I mean, some people do, but for the most part, people don't commend other people who are doing good shit or, you know, give positive reviews of stuff. It's always the negative and the, I had a bad time there.
It's like hatred, anger, mm-hmm. melancholy. Those are all just way more,
yeah.
you know, extreme emotions.
Yeah. So, I guess just stop and smell the roses every once in a while, folks.
Yeah, man.
Look up into the sky.
Let's do that right now. Let's just stop this segment. We can just stop the second segment. We'll go out and we'll smell the roses. And we'll come back and do the third segment. We'll be like refreshed.
Just refresh, re-energize.
Yeah. Well, it's actually the time where we normally stop anyways.
Hey.
This is perfect.
That just worked out.
All right. So let's do like a Black Moth song.
Yeah, let's do that for sure.
Yeah. Pirate radio. I like that.
That's how we do it, folks. We're rebels.
And we'll be right back on CSP. Third segment.
Segment three.
Mm-hmm. We're going to try to cram every last bit of knowledge that we have and every last bit of interesting fact mm-hmm. into this one.
This is the build up here. This mm-hmm. is where it all explodes forth. It spews forth.
So let's get into it. We heard a great song.
That's right. Black Moth Super Rainbow, folks. Mm-hmm. I always wonder how, what, I love letting people listen to music like that and watching their face and just wondering, like, what exactly they're thinking in their heads at that moment.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's as, I think, like, we've talked about it before, like, the music, some of the music we listen to is really weird, but it doesn't sound weird to us anymore. So, but to probably just somebody who listens to, like, the radio or something, that would probably be a pretty freaking weird song.
Like, how into it Jim got when he first got into it. Like, yeah. that was cool watching
that. That was awesome.
Watching that, like, watching him morph into, you know, like, to where it was so, like, it was so crazy, and it made mm-hmm. him think differently about music, and now he's into it. Mm-hmm. And now he's just like, you know, now that's the norm. Now he's hungry for something else.
Exactly. And then you just thirst for more and deeper and so further. And
if you haven't heard of Black Moth Super Rainbow, that was them. We won't give them a song title, but we will say that's off the album Start of People.
Yeah.
We'll go that far. Mm-hmm. That way they can go out and buy the album.
Let's get the album, folks.
The whole album is good, but mm-hmm. now it's going to be like a little surprise when you find that song.
It is.
So. Oh, it's so many other good albums, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty freaking prolific.
Really is.
Stuff with that, with them, how many albums do they have? Like,
oh, if you count all the B-sides, too, mm-hmm. probably about 12 or something.
And then on top of that, he's got Tobacco mm-hmm. with three or four over there.
Oh, the place went nuts whenever they went into Tobacco.
Oh, I loved it, man. I was so pumped about that.
That's such a good song, too, that it's like... Mm-hmm. It's like you can't do a Black Moth show without playing that.
No. And Tobacco is the lead guy. It's like, I guess it's his solo thing or whatever. So it's basically like that, except it's probably a little... heavier,
yeah,
a little harder hitting.
I've heard him say in an interview that he writes for Black Moth Super Rainbow, he writes songs for everyone, mm-hmm. and then for Tobacco, he writes songs for himself.
Yeah,
so
excellent.
But yeah, man. So I showed you a picture that I took today.
Oh yeah,
on the top of a building. I was just at work, and I somehow managed to make it on the top of the building.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like when I realized that you were on top of a building, I felt that jealousy, that pang of jealousy, like, God damn it, it's like a magical place that I've never gotten to go.
And we both work at the same place, and we've seen every nook and cranny of this place just being there for years. This was the one spot that I hadn't ventured to. And Ty, I'm going to be honest with you, man. It was like, and I know this is so stupid, like, we're sitting here having a conversation about I made it on top of the building.
Mm-hmm. I was on the building.
But I got on top of there, and it was like going into two different worlds.
It does. That was my first thought when you showed it to me was like, where is this? Is this like some alien place, like Tatooine or something?
And it was
from Star Wars or something.
Dude, it was so bright up there, and there's just nothing shielding the sky. Like, you're mm-hmm. just like that much closer to the sky.
Yeah.
And I'm so terrified of heights, but I just got a call over the intercom, and then I answer it, and they're just like, you know, this person needs your help up on the roof. I was like, really?
Okay.
All right, well, I'll go up there.
So many questions.
So just the intrigue of getting on top of the roof, mm. that just threw off all of my, you know, I'm not afraid of heights, it's just up on top of the roof. I want to see it.
Yeah.
So I start climbing up this massive ladder, and I'm not looking down. I'm feeling good. Yeah. I get to the top where I gotta then step over the ledge onto the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked down and I was like, oh my God. Are you afraid of heights at all?
Not particularly. I get that feeling though that when you're way up and you're just like, oh shit. And then that, how exactly am I gonna get down?
Yeah.
And that awful moment when you're stepping off the ladder and then trying to get back on it. Getting back on it is the worst. Because mm-hmm. you got to do the blind, like, kick your leg out behind you, catch the ladder, and hope you don't slip and die.
So, it's a massive building.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess, obviously, the roof is going to be massive as well.
Yeah.
So, I get out, and then I make it, and all of a sudden, it is like you're in a different world. It's like... Mm-hmm. It was like a lunar. It was like a lunar surface,
mm-hmm.
but so bright. It was like something from Star Trek.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Star Wars.
It's painted light color or whatever to reflect sun. I'm guessing, right?
Uh huh.
Keep the heat out.
So I make it across, and I can't see the person I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so widespread, and I make it off. Almost, I almost have to like lay down on the surface, and I'm just the first thing I say is, "Oh shit."
Mm-hmm.
And then my immediate reaction is try to get the fuck back down the ladder as soon as possible and then just tell them, I can't help you. I'm sorry. Call somebody else.
It's not happening.
But so I'm kind of freaking out trying to get throw my foot back over the ledge, and I'm doing it and jumping back over, you know, chickening out. And then all of a sudden I see from way far away, and I swear he's walking like an astronaut, like bouncing. And he's like,
just shimmery surface.
And he's talking in slow motion. Mm-hmm. It's like another fucking world on top of that roof.
That's awesome.
And he's like, come over here. What are you doing over there?
You probably look like such a stooge.
I was like, I'm scared, but I was speaking in French and I didn't know how it happened. No, so I finally like stand up, mm-hmm. and I'm walking, and I'm like, do I have to watch where I step anywhere?
You're just imagining yourself plummeting through the roof to the concrete floor below. Because
Ty, it's scary, dude. You ever hear whenever somebody's up on the roof where you can hear them walking? Every step I take, you hear a and I was just waiting to fall through.
Mm-hmm.
He needed help closing a window because he opened a window. I don't know how he got it open.
Why did he open a window?
I don't know. He opened a window in the shipping and receiving department.
Okay. Was it like above on the roof?
And
like?
I don't know why he did it. Whenever I asked him, what do you need help with? I need help closing this window. Well, why is the window open? I don't know. I just opened it. And now I gotta close it.
That's hilarious that he was just like, I'm gonna get on the roof and open this window. Yeah. What's gonna happen?
Yeah, man. And it took, like, you have to get a special key to get that hatch open to get up there. Like, mm-hmm. it took some dedication.
Mm-hmm.
And the windows were nuts, too, because they were just like, they open up, like, I don't know, just like some type of chest where they just both open up to a flat surface. And we both, they were hard to close. We both had to lay our entire bodies on them to get them to close.
Wait, what's below these windows? Is there anything saving you from, like, if those windows were to break from death?
Yeah, well, there is like a small, almost like a small cage type of thing. But okay. Who knows how sturdy that is either.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was freaking out the whole time, but I did manage to snap a pic.
Legit.
But it felt like I really had an adventure today, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's then exciting. The transition from the brightness of the other world mm-hmm. that is the roof down back into the building, it was like everything was black and white. Like mm-hmm. the colors were just gone.
That's an interesting, probably some sort of commentary on the average work environment where you're just in this locked in this dark, dim place that doesn't have access to actual sunlight. So much so that when you do get out into actual sunlight, you feel like you're on another planet. You feel like you're somewhere else. You're like, why is it so bright?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a thing called the sun. It's in the sky.
Yep. And there was a shopping cart up there.
Mm-hmm. What?
There was a shopping cart.
Why was there a shopping cart up
there? I don't know. It's one of the great mysteries, Ty. It's one of the great mysteries that is the roof.
How do you even do that?
I don't know. And he pointed it out to me. He's like, look, there's even a cart up here. Just as if, like, we'd both known for a minute that, like, weird shit happens up here. There is a cart up there.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And the only way to get up there is to climb up that little tiny-ass ladder.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's getting a cherry picker to do something crazy. But why would they bring a cart up there and just leave it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. One of the great mysteries.
It's a great mystery, for sure. It was like a little field trip at work.
It was.
That's cool. How was getting down? Was that pretty rough?
It was scary, you know. And it's hard. The thing was, too, I really wanted to escape before I ran into him because I didn't want to have, like, the thing where, like, do you want me to go first? And then, like, I'm like, yes. But he had the key, and I knew I'm not going to fumble with closing and locking the thing. I'm like, okay, I'll go first.
I got to go first.
I almost wanted him to go first so I could watch his technique, but that
yeah.
It all worked out okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Third segment. Should we mention our shit? Like.
Oh yeah.
Complete. If you ever want to get in touch with us, CompleteSentencesPod@gmail.com.
Yep, and we're on Twitter as well @TyandRockyK.
Ty and Rocky K. That's right.
We've been a lot more communicative on Twitter here as of late.
Yeah. Had some pretty. Impressive success.
Yeah. Sky's the limit, really.
It really is. And we got our Facebook, facebook.com/complete sentences podcast.
Uh-huh. And also, yeah, hit us up on iTunes and give us a rate and review. Ty, I bet you didn't even realize this. We haven't been featured on New and Noteworthy because we're not new anymore.
That's right.
But did you know we are on the What's Hot list?
Are we really?
We are.
We're on the What's Hot list?
Yeah.
On iTunes?
Yeah.
That's badass.
At some points, we're a little bit lower down on the list, but at some points, we've been really high. And it's you know, it's pretty crazy. We're up there with the likes of Joe Rogan and Adam Carolla.
Dude,
and
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, so.
It's impressive.
We got that going on. So what I was getting at, rate and review us so we can keep climbing.
Yeah, rate and review.
We can keep climbing our way to the top of the world.
That's right. We're going to take it over one day, folks.
That's what we're hoping to do.
And then, of course, the... What is it? Well, we have WordPress, right?
Yeah.
That's where you can find our actual... I guess that would be our website. I don't know.
That is, yeah. It's like our domain. It's,
Is it CompleteSentences.wordpress.com?
CompleteSentencesPod.
CompleteSentencesPod.wordpress.com.
So.
Yeah, and then also I wanted to give a shout-out to Lance Mannion.
Oh, yeah. Good friend of the show, Lance Mannion.
Yeah, everybody remembers Lance Mannion. Had him on the show. I've talked to him. Author. From, where is it? Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
So he's got a new book out, Homo Says Whatacus, which is a pretty awesome. It's a pretty awesome title.
It is. And do you remember whenever we had him on and he was trying to tell us some of his titles in the works?
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun.
It was. So yeah, it's only like 99 cents on Amazon.com for Kindle, I guess, or for the ebook.
But how about on LanceManning.com? It's free.
How about that, folks? You can get it completely free.
In any format.
That's right.
I got the actual book on my iPad.
Yeah, so it's more of his style. Short stories, little essays, little thoughts. And of course, his fucked up sense of humor.
Yeah, which we love.
Which we all love here.
So check that out. Lance Manning got it going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. Third segment of this pirate radio episode where we're just kind of doing whatever we want.
Just kind of going for it, dude.
Ty, let's dust off an old chestnut here, man.
You want to do that?
Yeah, we haven't done it in a while. We do have a couple tricks up our sleeve, though.
We do. All right.
You know, one of the greatest just happens to be this. Now, are you still familiar with this game? Do I have to explain the rules to you? You think you got it?
Oh, you might have to explain them to me. It's been, oh my god, I can't remember when the last time we played this was.
Okay. Basically, just the rules in a nutshell are, I have this little board, and I'm going to spin this thing, and it's going to land on a color, and you have to touch that color with a body part.
Gotcha.
And then we keep going, and you keep touching it with this, with like a different body part.
Really?
Until one of us ultimately falls down.
That's amazing. That sounds pretty good. That sounds like a good party game, like you get some cute girls in on it.
I know. We like to play...
Sounds vaguely familiar, but...
We like to play that on the podcast.
We do.
But, okay, so I got a that or this for you.
All right, go for it.
And this just came from the first segment that we did, really.
Okay.
I guess if you had to pick a way to die... Oh, okay, I could even do two of these, but yeah. Would you rather drown...
Okay.
Or would you rather die in a dust storm?
Drown or die in a dust storm. It's awful.
Either way, your body's being taken over by a foreign entity type.
You know, I feel like my first thought is I'm going to go ahead and drown, I think. I feel like it's probably, there's even some pleasant things to glean from that. Like, I love being underwater. I love swimming. So, and then also, on the other hand, with the dust storm, you are going to be getting sand in your eyelids, sand, like scratchy sand invading into your throat and into your lungs. I'd rather just kind of just go out drowning. Seems like that would be a peaceful way to go, too, at a certain point.
It does, but whenever you see, like, on TV, I've never really witnessed someone drowning.
Mm-hmm.
If I did, I probably wouldn't tell you right now anyways.
That's true.
But... You always do see like the violent couple bubbles right before they die. So who knows what that's like, just breathing in water. You got to come to that point where you're just like, I got to just breathe in this water and die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah. So
I read some, I forgot what I was reading. They were talking about like Russian nuclear sub. Like, I guess one of the things they used to tell them, like if there's a leak or something, or there's an explosion and there's a crack and water's pouring in and you're like the certain death is ahead, just inhale water and your body will, you'll automatically pass out so that you don't have to go through the awful like struggle of dying, the slow drowning death for like 2 minutes.
I would want to just breathe in water right then when he's explaining that to me, because who wants to sit down and have somebody tell you like, if shit gets really bad, this is an easy way to kill yourself. Mm-hmm.
Right.
God, well, that makes sense. I mean,
I don't know. What would you do?
I would probably go with drowning. It does seem like it's quicker. I can't imagine the dust storm being quick death.
Just caked in your nostrils and
being dusted awful. To death.
Be awful. Yeah, there was one of a kid who, in that show that I watched about the storms during the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression, he's permanently blind because of that reason. Like, he was stuck out in the dust storm, and like the sand and dust and dirt like caked inside of his eyes and just destroyed his eyes. So he was just completely blind from it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. That's weird. Yeah.
None of us would like to get stuck in a dust storm.
Mm-mm.
But let's just wrap that one up then real quick. Love that little drop there.
You got any Memorial Day plans? We got Memorial Day coming up here.
No, not really.
Just working like a bitch, probably.
Working like a fucking bitch, Ty.
Yeah, I hear that, buddy.
You know what, though? I hate working on Memorial Day almost as much as I hate working on Labor Day.
It's all right.
It's not right.
It's not right. It's not right. Any day, though, is not right when you're working.
And then even like you hear if you're a Christian,
mm-hmm.
fucking Sunday is the Sabbath, dude.
It's the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Why are stores open?
I hate it.
Why is anything open?
I want to go back, and I wasn't even alive during those times, but I want to go back to the days when everything was closed on Sunday. It's just what you did.
Yeah, man. Like, guess what? Gas stations don't have to be open if you're not fucking going anywhere on Sunday.
Yeah. Right?
Man.
Stupid. It's completely stupid. But man, that's what we do. We're run by commerce and industry, and it's
the price to pay to have everything at your fingertips. To be able to go get a volcano burrito in 2 minutes.
It is, and the market is there, obviously, because people are coming out in droves on Sunday. It's now Memorial Day too. I'm gonna be so pissed on Memorial Day watching all those idiots coming in and buying shit so they can go home and work. And what are you people doing?
Yeah, man. And shorts and fucking casual outfits. Yeah. And just like, it's my day off. It's a Monday. People with can you imagine people with 3 day weekends, Ty? Because that's happening out there.
Military is going to get 4 days. Like, if you're federal, some federal government and then Army. Like, my dad, for Memorial Day weekend, he would have 4 days. He'd have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And sometimes they'd be like, fuck it, I'll give you Friday, too. So you'd have, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
So they even give you, it's like, not even just getting off Monday is enough, but you get a day to recoup.
Yeah, you got a recoup day. Yeah.
Wow.
The government, dude, that's the way to do it.
I would love to, like, work at, you know, if you work at the post office, you're on free. If you work at a library, you're good.
Yeah, right? Or a bank, even.
Oh, a bank. Banker's hours, dude.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, I was going to ask you, too. I was listening the other day. Well, first of all, I went to Walmart.
Okay.
All right. And this is a completely different thing, but whenever you leave Walmart, I was walking out, and I just bought a couple things. There's always somebody that thanks you for coming into Walmart.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no problem. Like, I told the guy, no problem.
Thanks for coming in. No problem.
Yeah. As if this guy means so much to him that I'm there, mm-hmm. and I have to say, hey, please. Like, you don't have to thank me, okay?
It's my duty. It's what I do.
I know, man. What is up with that?
Yeah.
It's just, they have to say it, but I usually just pass it up. You know, I mean, I usually say you're welcome or something, but this time I was like, really? Like, why do I have to, like I'm just so great. Like, no problem, dude. Listen, you got, like, ice cream here.
Yeah, we do a lot of stupid formalities like that are just, I mean, I guess you just do it polite as customer service.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the story you told me about, where were you again? And then you were a dick to that lady.
No. Oh, yeah.
Tell that story again.
At Books A Million.
Oh, okay, that's right, Books A Million.
And I like going to Books A Million because they're like a knockoff of Barnes & Noble. And Barnes & Noble has Starbucks, they have Joe Muggs.
Okay.
So it's it's the only one around. So
some poor man's Starbucks.
Yeah. So I go to Joe Muggs. I'm just walking around Books A Million. And I just went to buy, like, they had some sour Jelly Bellies and a vitamin water. Mm-hmm. So I go up to the desk, and there's a lady working there. You can tell that she's just not been helping me. Like, there's nobody there. Mm-hmm. The place is just barren. So I'm buying my warm vitamin water, and I just set it down on the table. And at first, I feel like she's kind of got, like, a little bit of smartass to her a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know? She's like, oh, will that be all for you today? Like, yeah, that's good. And then she goes, now, do you know, have you heard about the Joe Muggs Rewards Program? And she said it in a way that was kind of like smartassy. So I was like, okay, well, I can go back with her. Maybe she'll get a kick out of it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I don't know. Is it anything like any other rewards program in America? And she gave me this look like she was just heartbroken.
Dick move.
And I felt so bad. As soon as I got that look, I was like, oh shit, I've overstepped my boundaries.
I screwed up there. That was a bad move. Rewind it.
Yeah, so I just, like, awkwardly got my vitamin water. I didn't say anything else. I didn't apologize because I thought that would be too over the top to apologize. So I just got my stuff and left. I felt bad, and I'm usually not that dude. I swear I'm usually not that dude. That
poor lady. No, it's pretty funny. Like, I think it's a hilarious response.
Because they're all the same. Like, and she said it as if, like, it's this new thing. Mm-hmm. This reward. We have this rewards program here.
Heard about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it probably, and the reason she was so heartbroken is because she was like, oh, wait, it is. Yeah. There's absolutely nothing special about this place.
And then I brought her down to my level where, like, she felt good about that job. Yeah. And now it's just like, this is a shitty job. Just like I have a shitty job.
Just like me, buddy. Just like me having to try to sell people shit.
Yeah.
That's rough. It's pretty funny. And you
didn't mean to be funny, but immediately after, I was like, wow, that was pretty funny, but... I felt bad about it.
It's like a Louis C.K. move.
Yeah.
Or something. Dick.
Oh, man. But anyways, I was in Walmart and...
We were talking about Walmart at one point.
It's not so much about Walmart, but have you, like, checked out this Eddie Vedder ukulele album?
No. Never even heard of it.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he released, it was just called Ukulele Songs, and I guess he went through a phase where he just got super into, like, Hawaiian music, mm-hmm. and recorded an entire album of just, like, old Hawaiian ukulele songs. This album has gotten so much shit from just haters, dude. Just ripping it apart, and I just want to kind of say that, like, I think it was really cool what he did.
I think it sounds pretty cool. But, I mean, I kind of like Hawaiian music to begin with. Or that kind of style of guitar. Really? So this is new? This just came out?
Maybe a year ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't even know about it, man.
Dude, and I don't know why people have to piss on something, like, if it's different. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's so cool that he's like, I'm just going to fucking do this album because I'm a musician.
That is great, yeah. He's like, I love ukulele.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play this shit, and I'm going to record some songs. Why not?
And I don't think we need another Pearl Jam album at this point. I'm past, like, the new Pearl Jam album.
Yeah.
So I think it's good, you know, and he's got a good voice. He needs to do things that aren't Pearl Jam.
He should, and I love, like, seeing artists do stuff like that. It's better than seeing him do, like, commercials or some shit. Yeah. I think I saw him in, like, Apple or something? Few years back, I forgot, and I was just like, oh, now you sold out, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, he's making money, so I shouldn't judge. But it's better than doing that, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Better than doing some stupid commercial shit.
So check out Ukulele Songs. Listen to that with an open mind. Just, like, fuck everybody else if they tell you that it's stupid.
Yeah, really.
It's such bullshit. He's going out on a limb and just like doing something because he likes it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. That was just my two cents about that. And did you watch the 12-12-12 Sandy Hurricane Benefit concert?
I didn't.
There was one, like, Eddie Vedder was on there, and he sang with Roger Waters.
Cool.
They sang Comfortably Numb together.
Nice.
That was so sweet.
Sandy. Was that awesome?
That was great. And you should YouTube that. You know you can watch it on YouTube. I'll have to
check that out. Yeah.
Just for that song right there.
Who were the big names on that playing there?
Oh, McCartney was there. Rolling Stones were there. Besides Roger Waters coming out of his shell, mm-hmm. fucking the rock that he lives under.
Yeah, really.
Fucking Bruce Springsteen.
Right. Of course he was there, yeah.
I forgot about that whole thing.
Yeah, that was a good show. But yeah, man, I guess that's what we got going on.
Yeah. I'd say that's what we have, buddy. The world according to us.
Yeah. We still got a couple other shows lined up here.
Mm-hmm.
Another interview, probably at least one more interview, and then I don't know. I know you got to fill your contractual obligations with us here at CSP.
That's right. I got to bang some out. I'm gonna just go on robot mode. Just start phoning it in.
Just phone it in at this point.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna sit here, probably, and let you take the reins. I'll just sit here quietly.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't say I have to talk.
Read the sports section. Just be a total dick.
Just text.
I'll just be like, are we really going to do this right now, covering up the mic? But no, contractually, I believe we have one more interview.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more episode where we just bullshit with a friend.
That's right.
And then we have one more late-night CSP.
Yeah, we can try to cram those in.
Because yeah. I'd hate to take your ass down for breach of contract.
That's true.
And I really don't want it to come to that.
Be bad news. You're going to have to find me in Germany, buddy.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess once you cross over, I really don't have a leg to stand on.
Out of your jurisdiction.
Man, well, I'll just find you Oodle Rocks.
Oh, damn it. You know where I'm going to work.
Yep.
I can't run in clogs either. It's going to be rough.
You'll be fucking clip-clopping everywhere you go.
You're going to hear me.
Yeah.
And I know exactly where I am.
This is just an insult to me, Ty. That'd be cool. It'd be like, catch me if you can.
It will be. Except what I'm going to do is I'm going to, instead of taking off the clogs and putting on shoes or just going barefoot, I'm going to give everybody else clogs and have everybody run at the same time.
Oh, man.
And then it's going to be one of those situations.
Damn. I'll have to start talking in like a Boston accent.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Do you remember? You're familiar with that movie, right?
Which one is it?
Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was Tom Hanks' name in that movie?
I don't remember.
God dang it.
I don't remember, dude. Yeah. It's been a while since
I've it's Hanratty.
Hanratty?
Hanratty.
Hanratty. The only thing I know how to say with a Boston accent is fuck you.
Fuck you.
That's all I got.
Fucking go pack the car. Pack the car.
There you go.
I like it whenever anybody in Boston, like a lot of times whenever they say thank you, they go, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
Pack the car.
Boston. I've never been to Boston, man. I haven't even been to the East Coast at all.
Yeah, well, you're going out there, dude.
I am, dude. I'm bypassing the East Coast.
I think Germany isn't that called the Far East?
It's called the Far East.
I believe that's what they call it.
Calm Orientals over there.
All right, we better just end this before it becomes a massive train wreck. We're fucking tanking right now. All right, so we'll be back in some form or another for another show.
That's right.
More of the same for a little while. Enjoy it while you can.
That's right, buddy.
And then it's going to be like climbing the roof. That's what we're doing right now, Ty.
It is. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
We're going to be like climbing the roof.
These next couple episodes are the last few rungs that we've been climbing up for the last 30-some-odd episodes.
And you don't really know. You've never been up on the roof, so we don't know what's going to be up there.
Yeah. We're going to get up there, and it's going to be a strange new world.
It will be.
But we're going to like it. It's gonna still be the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keep that in mind, guys. Hit us up on all of our interwebs.
That's right.
And check out other stuff, too.
Just generally take it easy.
It's a big worldwide web out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll catch you later.
You have just listened to Complete Sentences with Ty and Rocky K. Please feel free to email us CompleteSentencesPod@gmail.com.